Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Going on, CEOs. Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's Tuesday. We're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about, you know, something that's very important for you to scale your business. You guys already know this. The podcast is for solopreneurs, freelancers, small business owners that want to scale their business and become CEOs of their remote business. And like all my mentors really say, if you're not at the financial goal that you have in mind for your business, let's say the $1 million mark or whatever that is, you should be focusing the majority of your energy on sales, getting a hold of more people, pitching more people, finding more prospects. That's the only way you really can grow a business nowadays because there are so many competitors. So just, you know, the fact that your product is good, unfortunately, that is not good enough anymore. You need to differentiate yourself by reaching to more people. So today we're going to uncover these four crucial steps to closing a deal. Point number one is to build real pain. You know, I have a Facebook group for sales where I help people close more deals by training them as well as offering one-on-one role plays. And the majority of the people that are not necessarily very good yet, so it's the same problem. They just pitch me a product or a service without really knowing what my problem is, getting on the phone or showing up at a store during the role plays. And I always tell them, you know, if you don't find out the real reason why I'm here today, either on the phone or in your store, how can you convince me that your product is the best solution for me, right? In order for us to offer a solution, you first need to uncover the problem. And you can do that by asking questions about their current situation. So I want you to ask questions like, you know, why is your current situation uncomfortable? What's really creating that problem? Another great question after they give you an answer to that, the first question is, the follow-up question could be, you know, what's going to happen if you don't solve that problem? What's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now? Can you imagine yourself still with the same problem? What would that mean to you, to your family, to your business, to your employees? Those are the great questions that you can ask because it really creates that emotional discomfort that now they need to solve. Point number two, you want to show a compelling solution. Again, another big problem is that once people uncover this pain, they just give, you know, the solution as, you know, like the product itself. But is that really going to solve all the other small pain points? And by the way, I also wanted to mention that it's important for you to uncover more than just one pain point. Because if you don't do a good job with one pain point, you put all your eggs in that one basket. And if they don't feel like your solution is super compelling, they're going to move on. You're simply going to move on because people don't want to spend money. They get on the phone with you knowing that they may need a solution, but they would rather not spend the money, right? So if you uncover more pain points and you're going to really find the exact type of solution that will address every single pain point, that's going to be a no-brainer. At that point, they know they need it and it's only going to be a matter of how much it is and to give you the credit card, basically. Point number three, don't be afraid to ask for the business even after several no's. You know, I got news for you, and you should probably already know if you've been in sales for any length of time, that people don't say yes right away. Those type of clients, the A-type clients, don't really, you know, come across that often. I've been working in sales for basically 10 years now, and I can tell you, I can probably tell you maybe like three or four people were super excited at the end of the presentation. They simply wanted to give me their credit card. The majority of them, 95% or more of them, will still need to be convinced after you do the price reveal, after you tell them, hey, this is perfect for you, let's do it, they're simply not going to be convinced that easily, and you need to power through the first five or six no's in order to get to the last answer, which could be a yes. But even then, even if you're an amazing salesperson, you're still going to, you know, get the majority of them will be no's. And that's why I'm saying don't be afraid to ask over and over again. Now, if you can't get the sale on the spot, the majority of products or services that you may sell may require more time, especially if it's a high ticket item. Don't forget, and this is point number four, don't forget to follow up as many times as you need to. If people tell you, follow up with me in a week, sure, how about 3 days? Okay, fine, follow up with me in 3 days. 3 days, call back, they don't pick up. Don't automatically assume that they're not gonna buy. People are busy. Think about yourself running a business. You don't really just wait for salespeople to message you and be, oh, perfect, here's my credit card. No, I do that all the time. I need something and I just automatically put it in the back burner until they come back to me 3, 4, 5 times. And then when they find me at the right time with my wallet in the pocket here, they're like, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to buy the product. And you'll be surprised of how many more deals you will close if you follow up with your prospects on a regular basis. So these are just 4 points. There's so much more. So if you're interested, by the way, in joining the Facebook group, DM me on Instagram and at De Niro B, DENIEROB. Let me know, say sales, and I will get you inside that group. And it's totally free, okay? It's totally free. I like to just help people and do role plays because I always like to stay sharp as well. So again, I hope you enjoyed the short episode. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.